That's why they appear in the big book. Okay, today is daf Pei Vav. Pei Vav is today's daf. We're on Pehei and Beis, bottom line. Vatanya. We have a brisa that says, Ein mevin anpakton. You can't bring anpakton. What's anpakton? It's some kind of oil. Vim hevi, puzzle. And if you bring it, it's puzzle. I, Vatanya, we can read the parentheses. Im hevi, kosher, it's kosher. The neshu saraf, because it's like, secretion, right? The juice, I was going to say the juices, right? So what do you see from here? It's puzzle, even b'dieved, and the Mishnah seemed to say it was kosher b'dieved. Amar Rav Yosef lo kasha. Ha, the second one is Reb Chiya, is the opinion of Reb Chiya. Ha, this first one, the first one that said it was the opinion, that said it was kosher, was the opinion of Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. Reb Shimon, the son of Rebbe. Rebbe was Yehuda Nasi, very wealthy man. Reb Yehuda Nasi, so he said it's kosher. Why? Reb Chiya, Zarakle. Reb Chiya would throw it in the garbage. Who eats that? Who uses the secretion? Nobody uses that. Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, metabole. What do you mean? He would use it as a dip. So he would use it as a dip. And v'simanach, the simon is, ashirim mikamtin. The rich ones are the stingy ones. The rich ones are stingy, right? The rich ones use every drop of everything. Why is that?
That's how they got rich.
That's how they got rich. That's why they are rich. There's a whole maharal about it. It's not part of your nature. It's not part of your teva. It's not teva, being rich. Right? If someone's this, someone gets loud, and someone's quiet, and someone's angry always, and someone's calm, and someone's nervous, that's part of your nature. Right? You can work on it, but being rich is not part of your nature. It's not someone's born, you know, even if they're born, it's not their nature, it's not a nature. So therefore, that's how they are. They train themselves to be cheap. So the rich one, it's not a knock on Rebbe's son, Chas V'Shalom, he's a Tana. But to him it was chashuv. To everyone else, it would not be chashuv. Don't throw that out.
Yeah, but wealthy people now are not putting interior dips on their table. They're putting the one impressed Menachem Kagan, putting nice dips.
I hear.
Wasabi.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we had talk about oil, a little bit of a tangent. Shisha chadashim b'shem and hamor. Shisha chadashim b'shem and hamor. Right, that's by Esther. My shem and hamor. What's shem and hamor? Rav Huna bar Chiya amar setachta. Setachta is shem and afarsimon, which Rashi says, balsam. Right, balsam oil. That's what Rashi says in the second line. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba amar shemen zayit shel hevi shlish. A different kind of inferior oil. Oil that the fruit didn't grow a third. Tanya nami hachi. Rabbi Yehuda omer anapkon. Rabbi Yehuda said it's anapkon shemen zayit shel hevi shlish. It's shemen zayit didn't bring a shlish. Lama sachanosa. Why would what would you do with that oil? Shemeshir esayer. It removes the hair. It makes a woman look pretty. Umaadin es habasar, and it. Flushes up the cheeks, makes her look good. Okay, very good. Emeviim in agargarin shinishru b'mayim. You can't bring from. They would not bring. Was it the wheat, the oil from gargarin that was soaked in water? Tanur rabbanan shemen zayis olive oil kavush if it's cooked. Kavush means pickled. Lashala cooked, shorui soaked, shalshmar the sediments, shalruach reachra it smells bad. Lo yavi, they would not bring that. Vim hevin, if they did, puzzle, it's puzzle. Boy rabba, so hikdishu, mao shilka la bishab balmum. So what if they did, what if someone didn't donate that? Is it a balmum? We had this question 3 times yesterday. Are you over like a balmum? You can't bring this oil. Now, Adam has, Behema has a balmum, and you bring it on purpose. So you get malchus for that. You get malchus for donating an animal as a carbon that has a balmum. What about this? So, kivan de puzzle kibalmum dummy. Since it's possible, it's like a balmum. Oh, dilma ein balmum ela behema. No, you only have such a thing by a behema. And teku, we don't have the answer to that question. Okay?
Yeah, does the Kohen also get that? Doesn't the Kohen bring this oil? Doesn't he see the oil and brings it as a carbon
method? So is it his fault also? It's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, is he involved
in that? That's a good question. I don't know. Okay, next. Shlosha, Zesim, Hain. There are 3 stages of olive oil. There are 3 stages of cutting the olives off the tree. Shlosha zeisim hein. Ubehen shlosha shlosha shmanim. And in each one, there are 3. So there's a total of 9. There's a total of 9 different grades of oil. 9 grades of olive oil. Okay? Rashi says, shlosha lakitos yesh bezayis. There are 3 harvests of the olive tree. Shalokhtin oso b'shalosh pa'amim. That they would harvest it 3 times, ubechal lekita, and each time they harvested it, yesh bo shlosha shmanim. There are 3 types of oil, 3 grades, total of 9 grades. Tosva says Well, Rashi said is impossible, because if that's true, then olives would not be chayiv and peya. Because we have a rule that anything that's not harvested in one shot is not chayiv and peya. So Tosfos tries to figure out, well...
We don't do Esther. There's no peya for Esther?
Maybe not. Why, it's not harvested in one shot?
No, they can harvest different years.
No. Whenever it's ready, it's harvested together. You don't harvest... I'll harvest the wheat. I'll do half of it now, and half of it do next month.
That's exactly what they do with Esther.
Oh, they do that? Then maybe not. Maybe there's no Esther, no, right?
Why, the Esther is harvested when it's yellow already, when it's ripe.
In other words, most of the time... Most of the time, when you plant tomatoes, so all the tomatoes become ripe at the same time.
Right.
So you harvest it at one time. That doesn't have to be one morning, but at one time. It's called one time. You don't finish today, you'll do it tomorrow. Okay. Not, we'll do it now. Oh, these aren't ready yet for another month. But you planted it the same day. What do you mean it's not ready now?
Yeah, you plant.
So that's if that's such a thing, there's no peya. No one ever heard there's no peya on olives. So what is Rashi talking about? So you have to give some answer. Why? What did Rashi mean? Did he mean actually harvesting? Or he meant was, they're not ready. So if they're not ready, it's not a chesaron and harvesting at the one time. You have to give some answer for that. Anyway, Hazayish Rishon, the first one out of the nine is... One second. Hazayis Rishon, Megargaro, it's picked, Berosh Hazayis, from the top of the tree. The sun hits them the first. They get ripe the first. Vikotesh, you crush them. Venose and Lusoch Hasal, you put them in a basket so that it'll go into the basket. It's not really a basket, it's really a strainer. Sediments will get stuck there, and then the good will go into the bottle, into the bucket underneath. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Sivivus Hasal. He says, no, surrounding the basket. I'm not 100% sure what he's talking about. What does he mean by that? Surrounding the basket. I'm not sure what he means by that. Is it a different kind of straining? I don't know what he means. What is he adding? Zerishon, that's the first one. That's the first one. Yeah, what does that mean? How is that different than what putting in the strainer? I don't know.
They're both in the strainer.
Yeah, they're both in the strainer. It's some different. I don't know.
It's a different technique.
Then, Chazer V'Torin. He then presses it on a press. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, ba'avanim. He presses it on a stone. What's the difference? It's not as complete. Different sediments are differences. Zesheni, that's number two. Then, chazer v'tachan, he grinds it again. V'tan, and then he also grinds it somehow. V'tan, right? Zeshlishi, that's the third stage. And he did that three times. Harishona l'menora. The first one is the clearest. That goes for the menorah. The other two go for minchas. Okay? Then, that's we'll call that A. What? But we're going to call it grade. We're going to call it, when I run out of chart here. We're going to call that one. We're going to call it grade one. Okay? We're going to call it one. Right, we're going to call it one. Okay? That was one. Shani, same exact thing. What does Shani mean? It's a machlokas. Rashi tells us now. Rashi says, Megargaro Barosh Hagag. Rashi says, you put it on top of the roof. Rashi says a whole thing over here. Zaysib Amis Bashlin called Tzarchan. They're not really fully ripe yet, because they were the second from the tree, not fully ripe. Put them on the roof to ripen up. Tzarchan says, no. What happened was, yeah, they're not fully ripe because they were blocked by the other olives.
That means
God. I got the ones on the top of the tree. Right. Now the next ones are on the top. I'll do those. And then the bottom ones and the bottom ones. Okay? Anyway, Megargaro Barosh Hagag, you pluck them from the tree, even from the top of the tree, or put them on the roof, Rashi says. For Kotesh, again, crush them. For Nosan to Chasal. Rudomer Sivir Chasal. Zeh Rishon, that's the first one. Toan, Bekora, you then put them in a press. No, it's the stone. Zesheni, it's the second one. Chazer v'tachan v'tan, zeshlishi. You grind them a third time. That's the third one. Again, harishon l'menorah. The first one of these goes for the menorah. Even, this is two. Even though 2A is inferior than 1A.
Right.
It's still A, and therefore it's for the menorah.
Yeah.
It's still A, even though it's inferior than 1A. There's 1A, B, and C. There's 2A, B, and C. 2A is inferior than 1A.
Why do we think it's inferior? It's ripened later.
Because we'll see why. We'll see why. Harishon l'menorah. Rishon goes to the menorah. Vashai l'menachos. The other two for menachos.
Well, the ones for
got used up already. They didn't have anything.
The ones from one, call it one. 1A.
The one from one.
1A went to the menorah. 1B and C, Menachos. 2A, menorah. 2B and C, Menachos.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Shlishi, the third one. Oh, no, the Beis Chabad, they would pack it into some kind of kli, Achi Ilka, till it hardened or something, or Maleu, or Mabir Rosh Hagad, they'd also take it on top of the roof, or again, it was from the third, the bottom level of the tree, Kotesh, again they'd crush it, Venosan to Chatzal, put it into a basket to go to a strainer, Rebuda Omer, no, Maleu, Matnagwa Rosh Hagad, no, they, I skipped a line, I'm sorry, Zeruz Hasal, surrounding the tree, surrounding the strainer, Zerishon, that's the first one, that's 3A. It's 3A. Toin Bakora Zerisho, that's 3A. Toin Bakora, then they put it into a press. Birdano Vavonim in the stone. Zeshane, that's number 2. That's 3B. Chazer Vatachan Vatar Zeshlishi, then they would grind it again. That's the third one. Again, Arishon Lamenorah. The first one goes to the menorah. 3A is also menorah. 1A, 2A, and 3A all goes to the menorah.
A is not as pure as C, as B and C.
No, it's much more inferior. It has much more sediment in it.
So why
B and C, always, so always.
So why does it go to the menorah then?
Because it's A.
Just because it's A.
It's the first one.
The A of C.
The A of C. Vashayla Menachos. And the rest of it goes to Menachos. Okay? Iboy Lahu. Now, the side question now. We're not going to get to the real Gemara until another 10 lines. Megargaro Tanan was the word of the Mishnah. We had the word Mishnah Megargaro, which means to pick, to pluck off. Is that what it means? O Megalgalo Tanan. Or did it mean, or should the word mean megalgalo, which means to let it get ripe? Which, what's the right word? We read it, megargaro. We're going to say now it's really the wrong word, it really is megalgalo. How do you know? Tashma, the Tanya, Shem and Zayas. It says Shem and Zayas, right? Mizeso, from the olive. Oil from an olive, called olive oil. Mikan amru Zayas, Rishon megalgalo. The first one, let it get ripe. I see right here, it's supposed to be megalgalo. Barosh Zayas, on the top of the tree. The konso, the beis habad, you put it into the press. The tochna, you grind it. Berichai, venosno, basalad, you put it in the strainer. Shemenos, yumenos, erishon. That's the first one. We're reading the whole mission again now. All we did was change the first word.
Right
from megargaro to megalgalo. That's why this is 10 lines of just repetition. Torn bakora, you put it into a press. Shemenos, yumenos, esheni. Then whatever comes out of there is 2. V'chazar, uparak, v'tochen, v'ton, shlishi. And then he did it a third time of crushing and pressing and squeezing and grinding. That's the third one. Rishon l'menorah, v'shal l'menachos. The first one goes to the menorah, second one goes to the menachos. V'shen v'sheni, v'chen zayisheni. So to the second level, the second one. Now v'zay shlishi, the third one, oh no, beis habad, you pack it into the beis habad, which is an olive press. Achi Yilka, till it hardens or something. Omala Rosh Hagag, put it up on the roof to fully ripen. Vos also come in tomorrow. You do that the same thing for dates. Achi Yitzovu Memov, until it juices out. V'konsol Beis Habad, you collect it in the Beis Habad. V'tofno Berechayim, you grind it in a mill. V'nosno Besalon, you put it in a strainer. V'shem Yotzi Menu Zer Rishon. Whatever comes out of there, that's number one. Ton Bekoro, V'shem Yotzi Menu Zer Sheni. Then you crush it, that's just number two. Parak v'chazer v'tachan v'ton v'zeh hayesh shlishi. Then you grind it a third time, that's the shlishi. Harishon l'menorah, v'shal l'menachos. First one goes for the menorah, the rest of them are for the menachos. So you have 1, 2, and 3. 1A, 2A, and 3A is all menorah. All the rest of the other 6 more are all for the minchas.
Is there a time when you use 3A before 2A?
No.
So you have to use up.
Yeah, I mean, chronologically.
Yeah.
The Gemara's you're asking a question the Gemara's going to ask. Rebbe Omer, lo haya tochna b'rechayim el kosher b'machteshes. They wouldn't use stones, they would rather use a machteshes, which is a mortar. Lo haya tochna b'korah, they wouldn't use a beam, el b'avonim, they would use a b'avonim. Lo haya nosna b'salin, they wouldn't use a strainer, el tochna b'zivu sasal. They put on the side of the strainer. So what do you see? You see here that it was the word was really megalgalin. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, the whole, it's inconsistent. Because this Bryce said, Kotesh Mani, who said you use a Kotesh? It's Rabbi Yehudahi. But the same man also said, Betoch Asal. Right? Put it in the strainer, not on the side of the strainer. That's Asal L'Rabbanon. That's somebody else. So how could this Bryce be contradictory? So the Gemara answers, no. Haitana, Sarva L'Kavase B'chadu, Palagala B'chadu. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda about the mortar, but he argues with him about the strainer. Okay, fine. So another person. Fine, very good. Now comes a hard Mishnah. Not hard, just confusing. Ready? Harishon Sheberishon, which is 1-1. 1-1. 1-A, you want to call it 1-A? 1-1.
Still talking about the Allah presses, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's Ein Lamayla Haimenu. That's the best.
Obviously.
Okay? That's the best. Now, Hasheni Sheberishon, which is 1-B. V'harishon shebesheni, 2A,
right.
Shavin, are the same.
Oh, okay.
You hear that?
Yeah.
1B and 2A are the same. So even though 2A you're allowed to use for the menorah,
right.
And 1B you're not. The Gemara is going to ask that question.
Okay.
Okay, you hear? What? Then why can't you use it for the menorah?
That's right.
Could it, because it's not first.
No.
That's the answer.
No, because you're going to get stuff in it.
Right, right. Then why, how is it going to be the same then?
It's not just pure.
Then how is it the same?
Quality.
So the Gemara is going to ask that question.
Quality. Talking about flavor.
Now, Hashlishi Sheberishon. Hashlishi Sheberishon. 1C.
Right.
Hashlishi Sheberishon. Vasheni Shebesheni. And 2B. Vashrishon Shebeshlishi. And 3A is Shavin. Right? And again, 3A you can use for menorah. The other two you can't, but they're the same. Shlishi Shebesheni, which is 2C, Visheni Shebeshlishi, and 3B are also Shavin, are also the same. Hashlishi Shebeshlishi, we just said all eight. Hashlishi Shebeshlishi, number 9, 3C, Vari, one second. Yeah, Hashlishi Shebeshlishi, Ein Lamata Haimenu, nothing worse than that. Nothing worse than that. That's the lowest.
What's the point of telling us that the B's and C's are shoved? Who cares? All B's and C's are from
you know who asked your question? The Rambam. And we'll explain in a minute. This is a Rambam you should put in your pocket and walk around with this Rambam in your pocket. It's probably the top five Rambams in all of the Rambam's writings. Top five. Af kol menachos hayu badin, sheit enu shem en zayitzach. Really, all nine all minchas should have required Shem and Zayizach. All of it should require Shem and Zayizach. Ma menorah ain't lachila to una Shem and Zayizach. Menorah, you don't even eat that. Just for the menorah, that requires the purest. Af Shem and Zayizach menachah ain't lachila ain't odin she yitun Shem and Zayizach. Should it also require Shem and Zayizach? Why not? Well, only for the menorah we care. Tamid lamar zach kasis lamaar vein zach kasis lamenachos. We only care about it for the maar. And not for the minchas. And the Gemara is going to say, why? Why? Because it would be too expensive. It's too expensive. The Torah is chas al mamonim shal Yisrael. Now, you hear that? Too expensive. What do you want from Jews? How do you reconcile that with ein aniyat b'makom ashiras? And in the Beit HaMikdash, we don't skimp? It's a good question. Right? We don't skimp in the Beit HaMikdash. We're not cheapskates to this. Well, we'll just be a little cheap because it's expensive. You have to figure out some answer. How do you reconcile?
What are you with the answers today?
It's expensive.
It's
expensive for no reason, and when you have a big family, you buy everyone, it costs $700 to get a srogim.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
True.
Right? So this is what the Rambam says. Ready for this Rambam?
There we go.
This is the last Rambam in Hilchas Isur Mizbeach. Perek Zay Halacha Yud Aleph. Wait, has it there?
Same thing.
It's a shame. You only say this once every 7.5 years. Listen to what the Rambam says. They're all good. He said they're all good for menachos. So lama nimnu. Yossi said, why do we have a whole mishto? 2A and 3B. Who cares? Why are they all? They're all good. Kedei leida yafa she'ein lamayla mimenu v'ashava v'apachos. You should know which ones are better, which ones are worse. Why? Sharotu lezakos atzmo. You want to get a zechus for yourself. Yikov yitzro hara. To beat the Yetzirah. This is the Rambam. This is not some Chassidus Sefer. This is the Rambam I'm talking. To beat the Yetzirah. V'yarchiv yado. Be broad. Be generous. V'yavi karbono min hayafa hameshubach biyoser. Do the best you can do. Bring it from the best. Everything in life has grades. Everything in life has grades. Whether it's eggs or mitzvos or menachos. They all have grades. Sheva'oso hamin shiyavi menu. Bring the best one you could bring. Hare nemar b'Torah, it says in the Torah, v'hevel, hevi gam hu mibuchoro sonu umchel behen. Hevel brought the best. He wasn't cheap about it. He bought the best. Vayisha Hashem el Hevel ve'el Menchaso. And Hashem turned to Hevel and took his carbon. For hu adin l'chol davar, shu l'shem hakel hatov. And everything you do for Hashem, the good one, the good Hashem, right? Sheyeh min hanoah hatov. Do it good. In bona beis tefila, you build a shul, yenoah mi beis yeshivaso. It should be better than nicer than your house. It's a shul for the shul, for Hashem. It should be nicer. Ha'achil rav, yachim min hatov. You give a poor man something to eat, don't give him the left. Oh, I don't want, I'm not going to eat that anyway, I'll give it to him. That's not the attitude. I said, everyone, oh, I'm not eating that anyway. I'll bring the cans that nobody eat. That I'll bring for the food drive. The opposite. Right? V'amotek shel b'shulchano. Give the best from your table. Kisei arum. You guys need a coat. Yichasim en hayafeshe b'ksuso. Give them the best coat. But they have the coat drive. Not the one that no one wore in 20 years. Oh, that I'll donate. No. It's unbelievable, Rambam, no? Ha'hikdish darver yachdish men hayafeshe b'nechasav. When you do a mitzvah, you makdish something, give the best. V'chein hu omer kol chelev l'Hashem. Is that a Rambam for you, or is that a Rambam?
Yeah, it's stuck in Yisurim Mizbeach.
Who ever learns Hilchas Yisurim Mizbeach? Right? No one learns this.
It should be like one of the foundations, though.
What?
It should be like the beginning somewhere.
That's amazing Rambam, no? Amazing. That's why this is a Mishnah here. Right? You need a Rambam to find it. Okay.
So,
we have another Rambam to talk about in a minute.
Right?
The thing that confuses me is...
Yeah.
This Mishnah, the previous one.
I'll show you afterwards. We're reading another Rambam in a minute. I'll show you afterwards.
The oil for the menorah, the quality there is the quality of its flame. The oil for the menachos is the quality of its texture. And
yeah, I understand.
So
why are we being cheap on that and cheap on that? So I told you, because it's expensive. The Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. When I finish, we only did half the daf.
Okay. Now I try with that Rambam.
What?
I said, do the best.
Okay, so you can't do the best if you don't have the money. I don't have the money to buy the guy a good coat. I wish I could. I also wear the old coat. Okay, we're not asking you to be more than your means. We're talking about when it's in your means. You have a rich man. You cover to bring a carbon mincha. Don't use the eighth one. You could use it. It's kosher. Don't use the eighth one. Right? Use the second best, the best one. Oh, you're not a poor man. You're a poor man. Okay, fine.
So what you're saying
is
the best that you can afford.
100%. No, that's obvious.
You don't have to borrow money.
Of course not. You do the best you can afford. What's in your means? You don't have to do the best. Not in your means.
Right.
They say, you do it yourself. I live in the palace. This shul could be a rundown place. I don't care about that. That's not right.
Right.
Right?
So the guy comes to the shulayim, the gourmet glock, and he finds 1A, 1B, 1C, and that's what he buys. How does he know what he's getting?
What do you mean? For the minchas?
Yeah.
That's better oil. That's a full. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
they're everywhere.
You have
everywhere.
They ask them what kind of oil is this from.
Yeah, they have a srogan, they have it by oil, they have it by bread, they have it by everything.
This is 85, this is 100.
They have it by socks. They have it by socks also, and shoes also. Different quality.
Virgin olive oil, extra virgin olive oil.
Yeah, they have it by everything. They have it by everything. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Okay, now the Gemara says, v'shavin. This first one, v'shavin, they're all the same. V'amata, rishon l'menorah, v'shal l'menachos. It's not going to be the same. Right? Amar of Nachem by Yitzchak, my shavin, what does it mean? They're all equal? Shavin l'menachos. No, you're right. It doesn't mean they're all equal, because they're not true. They're all equal for the menachos, which is what the Rambam was talking about. The Rambam says you have to use, the Gemara says, you have to use the best one for the oil, for the menorah. Why? So says the Gemara. So says the Torah. After that, they're all the same. So why are there different grades? So you should use the best one you can afford. That's why they're different grades. You should use the best one. Yeah? What did it say?
We'll probably get it.
Af, kol menachos hayabadin, tanarbanan, zach, it says zach. What does zach mean? Pure. Ain zach elanaki, means the cleanest. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kasis, crushed. Ain kasis elakatosh, crushed means crushed. Yachal ye zach, kasis, pasal lemenachos. So I would think that all that is pasal for the menachos, it's pasal for the menorah. Talmud lomar, vi isaron, solis, balal, bashemen, kasis. No, im kematam lomar lomar, the one I say for the light, ela, bibnei hachisuchin. Chisuchim. My chisuchim. What does that word chisuchim mean? Amar Belazar, Hatorah Chas Al Manash Al Yisrael. The Torah says I can't make them pay for every time they bring a mincha. They're going to use grade one. No one can afford that. Even the rich man. You're like, okay, maybe the rich one can afford it. The average guy can't afford that. The average guy can squeeze and pays $150 for an aspirin. To pay $800 for one aspirin, people can't afford that. Some people can. Most people can't. So the market sets it. So for the menorah, the Torah wants it. Why? The Torah said. I don't know why. Then. Now we have a tangent. Tzavos b'nei Yisrael, v'ikru alecha shemen zayizach. Amr Shlomo Bar Nachmani, Elecha, Flo Lo. Elecha, not fresh. Lo Lo Ora Nitzarech. Hashem doesn't need the light. By the way, the menorah, according to everybody but the Rambam, the menorah was only lit at night. No one ever goes into the Kodesh. No one ever goes in there. And it was only lit in, that night when for sure no one's in there. Why is it lit? Why is it lit? I don't need it, says Hashem. Why is it lit? I want it to be lit. Amr's here. Shulchan Tzafon, menorah b'daron. The Shulchan's in the Tzafon, the menorah's in the Daron. There's a Rambam that I have, for a long time, I don't have an answer to that. I'm working on this Rambam. This is in my spare time, working on this Rambam. The Rambam says, it's in Perak Aleph Hilchah. Yeah, in my spare time. I work on this Rambam. I'm getting an answer. I'm working on it. The Rambam says like this. The Gemara just said, Shulchan Batzafon, HaMenorah Badarom. When you walk in, the Shulchan's on the right, and the Menorah's on the left. First of all, the Rambam reverses the order. HaMenorah Badarom. The Menorah's on the left, on the south, but small, on the left. Vashulchan Miyamin, and the Shulchan's on the right. First of all, why does the Rambam reverse it? And second of all, why does the Rambam stick in the word Badarom? HaMenorah Badarom, mi small, on the left. Vashulchan Miyamin. The Shulchan's on the right when you walk in. Leaves out the word Tzafon. What did the Rambam do that for? It's not for no reason. Nothing he ever did was for no reason. Right? What's he driving? What's he getting at? I'm working on that. When I have an answer, I'll share it with everybody. I'm working on that. Okay? That's what I wanted. So that's what the Gemara says. So and the Gemara points out, Rashi says it's a funny thing because usually you have your lamp by the table. Right? Because especially you need to see what you're eating, right? You don't have the lamp over there and I'm eating over here. It's ridiculous. But exactly what is in the Mishkan. The Shulchan is over here and the menorah is over there. The menorah is on the Darom, yeah. But he says, HaMenorah ba-Darom, ba-Smol.
Right.
Ha-Nichnas, when you come in. Va-Shulchan doesn't say ba-Tzafon mi-Yamin, he just says mi-Yamin, on the right side. He leaves out the word ba-Tzafon. First of all, he switched the order. The Gemara puts the Shulchan first, he switches it, and he doesn't say anything about the location. Just as done the right and the left. But by the menorah, he says ba-Darom on the small.
Get a different gear set.
That's a cheap answer. The truth is, he has in the Franco Rambam, he has a Nisuchi Girsos, all different Girsos. He doesn't mention anything. He has a whole long thing. All the different Girsos changes, and then he leaves that one out, which is Mashma, there was never a Girsos issue with this one. So to say it's a Girsos issue, you have to, you know, I'm not a scholar, so I don't know all that. But he doesn't mention it. And he mentions a lot of...
So the Dharma might be, because you're walking west. So you shouldn't think you're walking north. You're not walking
right.
West.
So it's
it gives you a placement of where you are.
Right. It could be that why you switch it. It could be there's a chazanish about the menorah and the shulchan that they nochach each other with that come from. It's a Yerushalmi. Right. It's a complicated story. It's not so simple. So anyway, also he leaves out that it was 2.5 hours away from the wall, which the Gemara in Yuma says it was 2.5 hours away from the wall. Why the Minchas Chinuch asks in the Rambam, why do you leave that out? And leaves the Petzarachian. So you have to think an answer. For that, it's a whole, one little word that opens up a whole world of Torah. Anyway, right? Amar Zvika, Amar Velazar, lo lachil nitzarech, lo lo nitzarech. It's not for food, it's not about food, it's not about light. Because, the Gemara is very, very cryptic. What do you mean, the menorah is on this and then on that, and it's not about food? Because normally the menorah is near the shulchan.
Right.
Normally the menorah is near the table. Says Hashem, this is not about eating, this is not about light. Not about that stuff, right? Bais Choloni Shkufim Atumim Ha Shkufim Mibifnim Vatum Mibachutz. Normally, it's talking about a window that goes narrow. So normally, the narrow part's on the outside. So that when the light comes in, it makes the room light. By the basement, it was the opposite. Why? It's not about light, right? The windows in the basement was the opposite, right? Lo la nitzarach has nothing to do with light. Michutz la paroches ha'edus ba'ol moed edus hu l'chol boi olam shashchina shor b'Yisrael. It's an edus that the shchina is here. V'im tomar lo la nitzarach. You want to tell me it's for light? No. V'akol arbaim shana sholchi yisol b'midbar for 40 years in the midbar lo holchu el la oro. They had the light of the
honor
from the honor from Hashem. Ella rather. Eidus hu l'chol boi olam shashchin ashor b'Yisrael. Rather, it's Eidus that the Shechin is here. My Eidus? What's the Eidus? What is the Eidus? Amar Rava, zeh ner hamar Ravi. It's the Western candle. It doesn't mean the Western candle. It's a machlokes what it means. Shenostin b'shemen keneged chavurta. It had the same amount of oil as every other candle. And u'mimeno hayumadlik u'bo hayumisayim. And from that, they would use to light all the candles the following morning because it never went out.
So the Gemara turns into a Musar Sefer.
What?
The Gemara just turned into a Musar Sefer.
Yes. Right. Why is that candle, or even any one of the candles, why is that the Eidus of the Shekhinah Shor B'Yisrael? What does that have to do with Eidus? It's a very good question. There's a Maharal that I underlined that I don't understand. Right? What is Eidus about? Eidus is about taking what was, you know, an event and concretizing it. I saw Reuven Lenshim with $100. I saw that. By me giving Eidus, it made it true. Till I gave Eidus, it wasn't true, because there's no Eidus. So Eidus makes it true. So what does that have to do with the menorah, with the Nair? I don't know. It's a good question. Why is that Eidus? Why is that Eidus? Right? There's 100 miracles that went on at the Beis HaMikdash on a daily basis. Why that one? The Lechem Apanim always was hot. Oh, by the way, that's another thing that the Rambam says. Listen to what Rambam says. He says, HaMenorah B'Darum, Basmol, on the Darum on the left, HaNichnas, VaShulchan Miyamin, and the Shulchan's on the right, Sha'al of Lechem Apanim, which, by the way, had Lechem Apanim.
What did you say that for?
We didn't get to Lechem Apanim. He has a whole chapter of Lechem Apanim. But he throws it in right here. Right. Doesn't say the menorah was on the right and the menorah was for the lighting candles. Doesn't say that. Menorah's on the left. Doesn't say that. So the menorah, Shulchan, always Lechem Apanim too. Why do you say that? You know?
Are these your questions over here? Or sort of
so that one I thought of. The dorm I thought of. The other one about the 2.5, that in the back, the Menchus Chinuch asked that question. There's an expanded Minchas Chinuch now, and there was a footnote there to someone called the Yiriyah Shlomo. I don't know what that is. I have to go to Chotzer Chachma. I never heard of the Yiriyah Shlomo. Some shit say from Sith Rabbi if he knows what it is. Otherwise, I'll see if, okay, that's the end of the Gemara. That ended the normal, that ended the fascinating daf today. It's a very interesting daf. The next week is very fascinating stuff. So, Me'ein Hoye Mevin Es Hayayin. Where would they bring the wine from? Wine. Where would they bring the wine from now? Right? Keduchin va'atulin alfa-liayin. The Keduchin and the Atulin, which are names of places, that is the alpha. That's grade A, aleph. It's a funny way to say alpha in Greek. Why did the Mishnah do that? To give Greek alpha? That's the alpha. That's the best wine ever. Shnia, lehen beis rima, u beis lavan, bahar, u kfar signa, bibika. The second levels are in these places. Call Artus Hayeksheros. The truth is, anywhere it's kosher to get wine. Anywhere you can get wine. Ella became Hayemivian. Here's where they would bring it from. That was if all things being equal, bring it from here. Ein Mevian, they would not bring it. Lo Beis Hazvalim, not from an overly fertilized place. Velo Mi Beis Hashlachim, not from a place that requires irrigation. Lo Mi Mashe Nizra Beinehen, not anything else planted. If there's something else planted among the vines. Velo hevi vim hevi kosher. I bet the effort that's still wine, it's kosher. Vein en mevin halisto listion. You can't bring very sweet wine. Vim hevi kosher. If you did it, but the effort it's kosher. What's the matter? En mevin yoshon. You can't bring old wine. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe said. Vechamim machshirin. The Chacham said no, you can't bring old wine. And en mevin you can't bring lo matuk, not sweet wine. What's the difference between matuk and listone, which is also sweet wine, right? So he says
maybe one that you do sweeten it, and one's naturally sweet.
Exactly, the Gemara is going to say that exactly. V'lo mu'ushon and not smoky wine, whatever that is.
But old wine is better.
What?
The old wine is better.
I thought. I don't know. The Gemara, you'll see. The Gemara is going to ask a question. Well, how old could it be?
Exactly.
So the Gemara is going to make a raya. Well, a kevitz has to be a year. Can't be more than a year old. If you're the same thing, the wine can be more than a year old. So doesn't say the 20-year-old wine is the best wine? Like, what does that mean?
Depends.
It depends. So in the olden days, it was the same thing in the olden days, that they would age the wine?
Wine's wine.
They would age it then also?
Of course.
Oh, they would?
Where
they age it? They didn't have the basements and the cellars.
What do you mean? They had that cave. Yes,
which is the best
way to get the cave. So I'm the audience. I mean,
we had a one about 15 years old recently.
Yeah.
That's the time.
I mean, it was too old, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, that one was perfect.
Depending how old. What does Yashin mean here?
We don't know.
So we'll see the Gemara.
I'll tell you what it is.
V'lo mevushal. Interesting one. You can't use yayin. You can't use yayin mevushal in the Beis HaMikdash.
If there's any oxygen there, it's gone.
Lo mevushal. Then heavy puzzle. You bring yayin mevushal, it's puzzle. Can't use yayin mevushal. That's one of the reasons why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it. That you shouldn't use yayin mevushal for Kiddush. Shulchan Aruch does not quote it. The Rambam does. The Rambam says that you should not use yayin mevushal for Kiddush or for Dalet Kosos because you're not allowed to use yayin mevushal in the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. So it's a milo. The Rambam says, there's no slouch to Rambam. The Shulchan doesn't pass like that. No, he doesn't. No, he does not. Which is why you're allowed to use grape juice. It's kosher. It's 100% mutter. Right? It's 100% mutter. It's a milo. The Rambam says it. You want to be Yosei the Rambam. Why not? Right? If you don't think you're doing like half a guy. You're not a half a guy at all.
Should we try a little bit?
Try people harder. Yeah, 100%. If you don't, it's not the end of the world. You're not a guy. Not even half a guy. Right? You're third. The Amevian Minha Dolios. You can't bring from suspended wine. Ele Minha Regilios. Rather the trailing wine. Whatever that means.
One's done on a trellis system and one's done on poles off the ground.
What's a trellis? Hanging? And what's poles? They're also not on the ground.
No. How we do it is we do each one.
And then where are the vines? They're on the ground? They're flush with the ground?
On the ground coming up a pole.
That's how they do it in Italy. What's one? Why is one better than the other? No reason.
I don't know.
Umin akramim ha'avudin. Also, kram avudin. What does that mean?
Cultivated.
That they dug around. V'lo kontin also b'chatzavim gedolim. Maybe Mati, you know the answer for this. They wouldn't put them in large barrels. Ella bechavios katanos. They'd put them in smaller ones.
Yes.
What's the reason for that? It keeps the flavor better.
Yeah, because you want the wine to be closer to the wood, then you want the wine to be closer to the wine.
Oh, interesting. So you have a big barrel. It's too big. That's not as good. The enum amaliyat hachavios at piha. They would not fill it up to the tippy top. Kadeshi Arecho Nodev, because the wine needs to breathe. Right? Eno mevi mi piha. I'm not sure what this means. When they took the wine out of the barrel, Eno mevi mi piha, mi pi hakmachim, because it gets moldy on top, the mouth. Flo mi shuleha, not from the bottom, mipne hashmarim, because it has sediments. Ela mevi mi shlishes emsa. From the middle. From the middle, they put a spout and get the wine out. They do the same thing today?
That's what I'm like. The bubbles in the middle. It's amazing.
Bubbles in the middle.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing. Ketan hu bodeg. Now, I don't know about this. How do they check? What are they checking? Yeah? So, Hagizbar, the guy there, Yoshev, who goes sit over there, the Kanabiyado, he had a stick in his hand, Zarak Hagir, and when it started to flow out, Hikish Bekana, he would knock the barrel. Right? What would you knock the barrel for? To close it.
Yeah, plug it.
He would knock the barrel to plug it. We got the wine out, now plug it. He wouldn't say anything, because the Gemara is going to say, we say Pita Maktoris. If people say Pita Maktoris, it says in there that what's the line that we say? It's a Gemara here. We say that Dibor's Yafe for the Shechichas HaMamanim. When they would crush the Shechichas HaMamanim, they would talk, because somehow, some mystical way, talking makes the Samamanim, the spices, better. By wine, it makes it worse.
Yep.
So they wouldn't talk. They would just knock and say, okay, close it. They wouldn't say, close it.
You go to Abu Hamid in Sfat.
Yeah? They don't talk. It's fascinating. Right? Why is that? So we'll do that tomorrow's daf. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Sheish Bo Kmachim, puzzle. If it has sediment, mold, it's puzzle. Shnemar, Tamimim Yiyu Lachem, Amin Chasam, Tamimim Yiyu Lachem, Veniskehem. It has to be pure, has to be tamim. It can't have mold in it. Of course, the Gemara is going to ask, if it does have mold, is it a Balmum? And the Gemara is going to say, Teku tomorrow. But yeah, the Gemara is going to answer that question. All right, so we'll stop here. Right. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.